We have been speaking to you about the importance of trusting what you know, of trusting your own intuitive feelings, about allowing the part of you to develop that knows about you, what is good for you, what is best for you. Now, we come now to this other contrasting part, and this is something we are going to ask you to give up. And that is the idea of the right answer, the idea of the right choice, the idea of the right movement. Now, that sounds like something you should aspire to. But when you think about it, if there is something so strongly right, then there must be also something so strongly wrong. And that is the patriarchal problem. What is right in one moment may be different the next day. And that is fine, because that is the kind of fluidity that a woman needs. It is not about how fickle she is because she changes her mind. It is about a woman reclaiming her power to know in the moment what is good for her, not what by some outside standard is right or wrong. But it is the fear of that right and wrong that very often keeps us from simply trusting the most powerful part of ourselves, and that is our spiritual intuitive knowing. And when we are simply trusting in that, then we are not worried about the right answer or the wrong answer. We are complete within our own knowing. There are some interesting things that we do to ourselves that are quite unnecessary. We will give you some earth examples. Let us say we have a friend and she is going to a party, and you are not feeling drawn to that party at all. And perhaps you are needing rest. Perhaps that is what is happening. And so you trust yourself, and you do what is good for you in that evening. And your friend comes back to you and she says, "This was the best party. You made a terrible mistake by not coming." This is a thing that happens to us all of the time. We can take this opportunity to say that your friend is not correct about what she said. There are many reasons why people come to you with that kind of information. Sometimes it is because they wanted you to come and you did not. Or it may be that that party was a wonderful party for her. But it does not follow that it would have been a wonderful party for you. And yet our training is to go outside of ourselves and say, "I did it wrong. I did it wrong. I should have gone when she asked me." And what we find ourselves doing is we are doing this thing we want to avoid. We are feeding the critic. Now, all of you have experienced your critic, probably more than you wish to. And when you think about your critic as a party guest, that is definitely the guest you do not wish to feed. So let us begin by honoring the choice we made for ourselves, and not then turning on ourselves when someone else, no matter how they say it, is telling us we were wrong not to go. You were not wrong not to go. You listened to yourself. You knew what you needed. You took care of yourself. That can only be a good thing. So when these things come at you in life, you want to really step back and say, what I am developing is my own ability to know for myself. For myself, not for anyone else. And if an experience has something strong in it that draws me, then I will go no matter what anyone else says. I am going to wait for my own knowing to direct my path. So we are using an example of a social event, but we need to tell you that this movement is what we are learning in every part of our lives. And we are all learning it. We are all learning what we are going to call for the moment the critic boundary. So everyone, and be careful of that phrase, because if someone tells you that everyone had a wonderful time at the party, they are not telling you the truth. There are no parties where everyone is having a wonderful time. The reason for that is our experiences of a party are all very different. And you must trust that your own intuitive ability will let you know whether any party is good for you or not. Now, we know that requires faith and it requires practice, but we cannot be listening to the voices outside of us trying to tell us what is good for us. It is fine to gather information. It is not fine to give away power. That is the meatloaf for the critic, when we give away power, because you make an enormous opening in your mind and in your spirit and in your body. When your power is out, it is the invitation to dine for your critic, because you have made a place for that, whether you intended to or not. So as we move forward with this knowing, with this intuitive understanding, with respect for our own truth, this thing that we must have in order to become who we really are, remember that we want to be especially careful not to invite the critic to dinner, and certainly not to feed the critic. Where the critic takes up room, that is where our knowing belongs, so that over time we actually displace the territory that the critic is allowed to enter. So this is our job. We will be working on it, and those of us who guide you will be there to help you. So in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up into your root center. and wash away the fear in your root, so that you know what you want to create, you know what is good for you, and you hold the pattern in your body, a natural and powerful part of yourself. Feel the cleansing energy move into the second center. And feel that cleansing energy displace judgment and shame. Move it away from you so that it is not a part of the life that you are creating. Feel the cleansing energy move up through your body and into the solar plexus. And feel that cleansing energy wash away the emotions that do not serve you. Emotions held too long. Feel them gone now. Let the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the heart center. And let the cleansing energy wash the pain out of your heart. Wash the blame out of your heart. Wash away anything that you need to release in order to move forward and have your life. Feel the cleansing energy move up and into your throat. Let the cleansing energy wash away any communication that is critical, any communication that is harsh or judgmental. Feel all of that washed away from your throat. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And let the cleansing energy wash doubt away, wash worry or the need to be right in all that you know. Let go of that. Feel that move out of your third eye so that you can simply know and be powerful and happy in what you know. Feel the cleansing energy wash up through your body and into your crown. And feel the cleansing energy open the crown. And feel the crown open more widely, giving you permission to receive as a valuable, loved child of the universe. And feel the golden light flowing into your body, into your mind, relieving you of burden across your shoulders and your back. Feel the golden light strengthen your spine. Fill your trunk and heal you. Flow through your arms and hands so that what you choose to do is of the finest, highest energy for you. Flow down through your legs and your feet so that you are supported in the highest energy that exists. Bring your attention into your heart center and in a circle of golden light, see that a gift has been left for you. Rest the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.